Kapitel Chaf Dalad. This is the Shir Shel Yoyim for Sunday. It's also the Perek of Tehillim that we say on Mondays and Thursdays when we put the Sefer Torah back. Here we go. So it's the David Mizmor, Kapitel Chaf Dalad. So we want to understand why is it that this Kapitel was chosen for Sunday Shir Shel Yoyim, and why it was chosen for putting the when we put the Sefer Torah back. So the Malbim brings down that Chazal were makabel, that they said this mizmar in the Beis HaMikdash whenever they would put the Aron back in the Kodesh Kedashim. And let's understand what was going on. So that's for sure why we do when we put the Sefer Torah back, because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what they would say when they would put the Aron back in the Kodesh Kedashim. So too, when we put the Sefer Torah back in the Aron, we also say it. So the Malbim explains that when Hashem created the world, that the intention was to come down and live down amongst us, Ladova Aris, to live in the land. But because the people did Chataim, so it wasn't ready. So it was Shemayim Lashem, Zaris B'nei Adam. That Shemayim was for Hashem, and the land was for people. Until the Avos came, until Moshe Rabbeinu came, and Hashem gave us the Torah, the Klal Yisrael. So then Hashem came down to live in the Aris. Then the Shekhinah came down to live amongst us in the Mishkan. And that's when it was, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Malaya. That's what the pasuk opens up, Dav Mizmar, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Malaya, Teiva V'Sheva. Meaning now, we waited long enough, and now Hashem came down to live in Ha'aretz. Rashi learns it's going on Eretz Yisrael. The Malbim learns like the whole land, the physical Kador, the whole ball, the whole land, whole earth. Pasuk Beis. That the land was filled with water, and Hashem fermented, Hashem put the water in its place and made the rivers in its place, all the dry land in its place. So in the Brias Olam, that didn't happen on the first day, but this was all part of Brias Olam, and which is why probably we say this on the first day, on Sunday, which is the first day of Brias Olam, because Hashem created the world to live down here. And now Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis is saying, Hashem came down, the waters went in this place. Now, Pasuk Gimel, Mi Aleh B'har Hashem, U'mi Yakum B'mekayim Kodshay. So here the way the Malbim explains is that the way Hashem really wants things to work, the full Hashkacha practice will come when Hashem comes to us and someone goes off to Shemayim. To be Mevatel certain Gezeirais, it is important that someone goes, a human goes up to Shemayim. We don't have many humans that are able to do that, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do that. So who's able to do that? That's Mi Aleh B'har Hashem, Mi Yakum B'mekayim Kodshay. Who's able to go up to Shemayim? Pasuk Dalet, Neki Kapayim Uvar Levav. Asher Lo Yinasa Lashav Nafshi V'lo Nishba L'mirma. Who's able to go up to Shemayim? Someone who's Naki, his deeds, and Maisim, his deeds are clean, and Bar Levav, his Machshavas are clean. So Hashem gives us the ability to reach Shlemus. He gives our nefesh. Right? The pasuk says, Lashav Nafshi. It's written Nafshoi with a Vav, but it's really Nafshi. That Hashem gives us the nefesh as part of Hashem into us, which has the kechis to reach greatness, to reach Shlemus. And that is giving us the ability to get to Shemayim. Our neshama is so holy, has a chelik of Elohim, that is able to get to Shemayim, and we end off that pasuk below Nishba Lemirma. The Shvua shouldn't be for false. Before we were born, we made a Shvua that we're going to use all of our kreches. And we're saying, Hashem, lo Nishba Lemirma, we don't want to be over in our Shvua. We want to be good. We want to do good. And that's all this. So this pasuk dialed is like a heavy pasuk. Who's able to go up to Shemayim? Someone who's pure in deeds, pure in thoughts, who is nefesh, is a chelik of Elohim, and who's not swearing falsely, meaning the original shvuah to do and use all our kliches is not being used, sworn falsely. Pasuk Hey, Yisa Bracha Meis Hashem, Utzdaka Melokei Yishai. When you go up to Shemayim, we want to get the bracha. Bracha is like an additional good, and it's through tzedakah el yoyina, right? Through a special tzedakah that Hashem will give, and Malam says it's giving Ruach HaKodesh. When we say Utzdaka Melokei Yishai, special present Hashem will give a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh. Pasuk Vav, Zeh Dor Darshav, Vashi Panacha Yaakov Sela. He's saying it's very hard to find such a person that can go up to Shemayim, but it is possible. And Yaakov Avinu, saw the sulam. Yaakov Avinu saw the connection between Elyonim and Tachtonim. And this, here the father is saying, it's shaykh for a door. Zed door darshas. Even a whole door. It's shaykh to get to such a madrega of Yaakov Avinu, who saw the sulam, that they would connect the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. Pasuk Zayin. Se'u sh'ar n'rashaychem v'inashu pischei oylam v'yavoy melech hakovoy. So if we have a door that's so kadosh, so Hashem can come down. Also, what we're doing is we're opening up the Sha'arim. What are these Sha'arim? The Sha'arim is not just the regular gates. It's the gates between Shemayim and Aretz. It's the gates between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. And we want those gates open. We want there to be travel from Hashem down here and from us to up there. So now, what else does Pasuk say? The Yavo Melech HaKovod. That we want the Kavod Hashem to come down to over here. Now, Pasuk Ches, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Mochama. So what is this? Who is this? We are afraid. Who is this? This is a Hashem that we're afraid of. Hashem Gibor, which means a Gibor is that we're afraid, all powerful. Gibor Izuz V'Gibor, Gibor Mochama. This is the yira we have of Hashem because of the oinish, because of pachad. So we're trying to say we want there to be these open gates. We want the melech hakavod, who we are afraid of, to come down. Then we say it again, pasuk test. Su'ushar v'sheichem u'su p'zchayelam yavo melech hakavod. Again, we say this. What are we saying now? We see these gates. We want these gates opening not because of yiras Hashem, not because of oinish, but because of the recognition of the greatness, yiras haroimimus. That's his double lashon. That su'usharim again, the gates should open again for pasuk yod mihu zemel hakavod Hashem tzivaos u'mel hakavod tzela. We want Hashem to come down, not the Hashem that we're afraid of, but the Hashem who we are in awe of because of his greatness. That's the Hashem we want to come down. So putting it all together, it's Hashem was in Shemayim. The goal of the world was to bring Hashem down and for humans to be able to go up, to open these sha'arim, to open these gates that connect Shemayim Aretz, Elyonim and Tachtonim, and that there's some sort of this travel of humans up there and Hashem down here, and what gates we want opening for the Melech HaKavod to come, not just the Melech that we're afraid of, but the Melech that we are in awe of. Okay, that is Kapitel Chav Dalid, the Shir Shel Yoyim of Sunday, and what we say when we put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron.